I'd like to send a bit of a memo to the Minister for Women, Michaela Cash, and her opposite number, Terry Butler. Both of them have used the term revenge porn today. Now, the Coalition's got a plan to tackle this disgusting act, which involves spending $10 million to create a national online complaint system, and victims will be able to report cases where intimate photos and videos of themselves have been posted online without their consent. And there's an argument with the Labor spokesperson, Terry Butler, over whether this is going to be enough. But both of them are using the terminology revenge porn. And I've been contacted by a number of people who make a very relevant point that calling it revenge porn puts a level of blame on the victim. It insinuates that the victim has done something wrong that would lead to an act of revenge. There's no revenge in it. There's no justification for it. It's online assault. And just like we've had to rethink our language regarding king hits that are now known as coward punches, and the same goes for lone wolf attacks, because listeners have made the point to me, and I agree with them, that this glorifies nutcases who go around killing innocent people. Can we stop saying revenge porn? There's no revenge here. The victim has done nothing wrong in the first place, and when you say revenge, it insinuates that they have. For the victims of this behaviour, it plants a seed in their head that they may have done something to deserve it. They haven't. Nothing could be further from the truth. So let's stop saying revenge porn. I'm not suggesting that their heart isn't in the right place, Michaela Cash and Terry Butler, I'm sure it is, but they might just want to rethink that terminology.